You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Roger. How you doing?
Maybe a little early to say, but so far so good.
Yourself? Good, all right. Yeah. Yes, good. Keep us updated. All right, I'm in a great mood because I've waited years for this.
Oh, for what?
To see. I mean, and this truly is historic.
Yeah.
To see the two heads of the two most powerful intel agencies in the country.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Referred for prosecution and under criminal investigation. Finally, the right people, the actual thugs, the actual criminals are under investigation.
It's about time.
It is. And when you look at, take Russia, for instance.
Oh, yes.
Which, you know, still very much has legacy systems left over from the USSR. And, you know, how do you rise in politics there? As opposed to here. Well, here you might be on a city council, get elected to Congress, and, you know, maybe eventually you'll be president. No, in Russia, you come up through the intel agencies.
Yeah, if you're still carrying your KGB card, you know, it's a big help.
Yeah, I mean, and your opponents get deep-sixed, either literally deep-sixed into the ground, as Comey helpfully said, and I mean, this is the example of this, James Comey, former director of the FBI, 86-47. Okay, that's who that guy is. That is very Soviet. That's who he is. Think about who he is. He is an actual threat to the president. There's only two people that I know of threatening to kill the president right now. The former director of the FBI in Iran. By the way, did you know they put a $21 million bounty on Trump's head? Anybody know that?
I'd heard of bounty, but I didn't know the equivalent of
$21 million. It's up to $21 million.
Okay.
That's after two death fatwas. That's in our language, that'd be two demands for death, two death threats.
Absolutely. Orders.
Orders is a good word for it, right? This is a very dangerous world we live in, and I'm having a hard time distinguishing James Comey and Iran. truly, these people need to face consequences for their actions. And so you look at Vladimir Putin, he came up through intel. Look at everybody around him. They came up through intel.
Yeah, there's a very, very, not much need for primary elections.
No.
Russia, no.
That is happening here. And it's got to stop. It has got to stop. And this is the beginning of that, hopefully. John Brennan, former head of the CIA, is one of the most evil men to ever serve in American government. And he has gotten away with his crimes using statutes of limitation. Finally referred for an investigation. Criminal investigation. I just like saying that.
Yeah.
And prosecution. It feels good. It feels like justice. And these are the least of his crimes. What he's done here. And I don't want to wonk out on you too much, but here's basically what they did. They knew, John Brennan and James Comey knew. Our media is not explaining this very well, Roger. And once you get the explanation, you're like, dang. They knew Hillary Clinton faked the Steele dossier. They also knew that her campaign committed a felony and a misdemeanor in the process of creating that dossier. You cannot accept foreign donations, and you cannot make foreign donations.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, right.
You cannot contract with foreigners for an intel hit on the president. Okay, so we know that she was her campaign actually was fined by the FCC. So this is not me speculating. I mean, literally, the FCC fined her. She should have gone to prison for it, right? So we know the Steele dossier is fake. It's the summer of 2016. That's how early we knew. We're in the middle of the campaign.
Yeah.
And never forget this. John Brennan, the head of the CIA, goes to the Obama White House, meets with Joe Biden and Barack Obama personally to tell them two things. Steele dossier is fake, came from the Hillary Clinton campaign. The whole Russia hoax is fake and came from the Hillary campaign. And he wanted them to know that Russia knew it was all fake. There was no interference.
Right.
There were no bots. Yeah. No supporting President Trump, and that it was pissing Russia off. Russia was very angry.
And that, don't worry, nothing's going to happen to Russia out of this. Yeah.
Right, right. And so, and John Brennan was so concerned that he make a record that he'd let them know he wrote handwritten notes to that meeting. That's the summer of 2016. Hmm. This fool, head of the CIA, then tells the FBI the same thing by September. They know. We know they know. Then the two of them go before Congress and lie their butts off. Oh, no, it's all real. We've predicated this investigation. We have very real intel. We can't share it with you, of course. But we have very real intel that all of this Russia is real. And then Congress eventually finds out, Roger, that the Steele dossier is fake. Hillary made it up. Her campaign paid for it. So naturally, they haul these two clowns in and put them under oath, right?
Right. First thing, yeah.
Hey, you basing this Russia thing, are you basing this off the Steele dossier? They said, no.
So give them an opportunity to lie again, I suppose. Yeah.
Under oath.
Yeah, this time.
And, you know, when we describe these things on our site, this is driving me nuts as a journalist, okay? Like, I actually made my living in journalism. Stop lying and covering for them. Well, they told Congress that the Steele dossier was not being used, but they were unethical. They were uncredible. They might have stretched the truth. No, it's a felony. Say it with me. Felony level perjury. So, Roger, suppose that you and I, you know, you ever been in traffic court?
Oh, yeah.
You ever been hauled in traffic court?
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Suppose you had to talk to the judge, as we all have in traffic court.
Naturally.
Right. And you lied to the judge because you're sworn in, right?
Yeah. And the whoever the law enforcement involvement was, has got a representative sitting right there. You know, so, yeah.
Yeah. And you lie.
And he's going to testify, too. Yeah.
And that cop's like, no, I hear I could prove that's a lie. You just lied to the judge in traffic court, mind you.
Yes. You compounded your offense.
Yes.
Yes.
That is a felony.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. And I mean,
we can't do it.
Right, you're right. See, but that's the problem right there. You don't become royalty the moment they swear you in as a CIA agent or an FBI agent. You know, it's interesting. I have two teenagers learning to drive right now that I'm teaching them to both to drive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every day I come in here as a gift. And I see you because you know how that goes, teaching teenagers to drive. Oh, my gosh. That's scary. Anyway, and so that's dredged up a lot of, you know, memories for me. I got sent, Roger, to remedial traffic school.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know there's two tiers of traffic school? There's traffic school, the one-day one they make you take, you know, if you get a certain number of points. And then there's the two-day school.
Oh.
That's right. That's for people who did, like, 95 into 35 or ran from the cops and got caught or racked up a Dewey while speeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most egregious offenders.
Those are very bad traffic offenses. They put people's lives in.
That's two sessions, you say.
It's, yeah, it was, 2 days, two full days.
Okay.
Okay, like, so I rolled through a sting operation because apparently there'd been a big accident, right? My wheel on right when I made a turn on right or on red.
Yeah.
Did not come to a full stop. Okay. The officer agreed, yes, I did stop and I did intend to stop. And I basically almost stopped like 95% away. But my wheel was turning just a little bit. But because it was a sting operation, they hit me with two charges. I got four points on my license.
Oh, ouch.
So I basically had to spend a weekend in detention. And I go there, and the traffic cop who's teaching the school, he's like, we all have to say what we did. One guy's like, I ran from the cops. Another guy's like, yeah, I did it. I'm on my second Dewey. And they're like, what'd you do? I'm like, well, my wheel did not completely stop turning. And he looks down at the clipboard, and he looks at me, and he looks at the clipboard, and he goes, are you in the right place? I said, yeah, I believe so. Two charges. And he said, what did you say to that cop?
Yeah, I was going to say, how far did you run when you bailed out of the car?
Okay. Yeah. I will admit I did get a bit mouthy. I know that's hard to believe that I would have do a thing like that. But I thought, what are you talking about? Maybe 4 points on my license? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's how I ended up there. But anyway, I have done more time, Roger.
Yeah, you have. Than these,
than
guys.
These two.
Than these guys, yeah. Yeah.
I did a whole weekend.
Yeah.
These two took the Steele dossier lie to Congress, right? That's felony level perjury carries a sentence of up to 5 years. But then they took the same lie to the FISA court and they told it to get the ability to spy on Donald Trump, his campaign, everyone around him. I mean, we're talking deep dive into Melania's underwear drawer. We're talking Donald Trump cannot take a whiz without these guys knowing because they're listening.
Yeah.
It's illegal. It was all illegal. It was all predicated on a lie. And I've done more time than they have.
I've decided the major flaw, as you mentioned, with the profession that we know and love, journalism as defined,
yes,
is basically chronicle. And we don't see things happen until they happen.
I know.
For the journalistic chronicle.
Yeah.
So we simply don't see a lot of stuff coming.
Well,
you know.
Get ready for the lies, the whining, the complaining. Trump is a dictator. He's trying to put John Brennan away. And I'm going to remind you who John Brennan is.
Yeah.
Coming up. Like, nobody else will. Stick around.
Fair warning.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm actually heartened by MAGA World's continuing to hold the administration's feet to the fire. I think sometimes you would expect folks to sort of defer to the president, and that's just not happening. I think most of us who are on social media see that people are not satisfied with the answers from the administration, and they shouldn't be, because we had not just the attorney general, but also the director of the FBI and the deputy director of the FBI all say that those two gentlemen, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, say last year and the year before, Kash Patel said that that FBI and DOJ wouldn't do anything under the Biden administration, that it was up to Republicans in Congress to do it, and that DOJ and FBI wouldn't do anything about it because of who was on the list.
Huh. Keep in mind, Cash Patel had a very high level security clearance. And this is what our FBI director sounded like 18 months ago.
That Bill Gates is lobbying Congress night and day to prevent the disclosure of that list. And why is it that the Senate, you know, and good for Senator Blackburn to try to get it out, but then Dick Durbin comes over the top and says, no, we're not going to release the names. I don't care about the list itself, but if release the names, right? What the hell are the House Republicans doing?
What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Well, yesterday, over and over and over again on X, where everything that's important happens, the word resign was trending. It's been going on a couple days, mainly aimed at Pam Bondi. Things got a little more complicated yesterday when Trump stepped up and defended her. That was weird. Now nobody knows what to do. So, yesterday, Trump just blasts out this poor reporter for asking about Epstein. And that ricocheted all over the internet. It just absolute mess. And angry. And it shows you kind of, and you can see how this could be, it shows you kind of how Trump is inside of a membrane. That's not my words. That's a conservative Treehouse's tweet overnight. One of the biggest Trump supporters ever. And they said, yeah, he's inside a membrane. You have to puncture it. He really thought this would be no big deal. And he's obviously mad about it. This is the first thing I've ever seen. Overnight, calls for resignation from. You never see these people all agree on anything. Glenn Beck, Laura Loomer, biggest pro-Trump person ever. It's been a sidekick of his for years. Trump reduced Alex Jones to tears. I'm not kidding. He's actually crying online over this Epstein situation. Eric Erickson, who I can say now, he's not on the station anymore, is a smushy gush. Practically a Democrat, very moderate. He's calling for Bondi's resignation. It goes on and on. Emerald Johnson, on and on. He's like every faction of MAGA. There is no exception. There's nobody going, well, we should trust Trump. Nobody. I've never seen that before. And it's obviously getting to him.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Yeah. See, the problem is that the proverbial, you know what's about to hit the fan here. Because you know their proof that Epstein did in fact kill himself is this video, right? You seen a video online? Yeah, look at it. Wow, it's we just got the video train on the cell seat. Nobody went in. There's a minute missing from the video. We'll get into that in the next segment. Well, overnight, we find out there's kind of a big problem with that video. Oh, boy, is it big. You know that cell that the camera's focused on? Trump world, Trump team, all said, see, look, nobody came and went, so he killed himself. That's not Epstein's cell. Wait. The video camera was not focused on Epstein's cell? No. Well, what about the other door? Was that Epstein's cell? There's two doors in the video. Well, where's Epstein's cell? Well, you can't see it in the video. You can't see it in the video? No, it's off camera. Are you kidding me? And they didn't include that? No, they tried to hose you. Here's Glenn Beck's show breaking this yesterday, and it broke the internet.
So I looked around to see if there was any confirmation on what this cell was. And I found an OIG report from the Justice Department 2 years ago that shows the camera angle and the one camera that was actually working. So you can see the diagram, and I think we actually have it if you're watching this right now. There's a diagram that shows where this camera is. It shows where Epstein's cell is. And the big thing that stands out, Glenn, is this camera doesn't even have eyes on Epstein's cell at all. Like, not at all.
That's incredible.
Four different
Remember how one of the cameras was conveniently out? That was the one with eyes on Epstein's cell. This doesn't prove that he killed himself. Oh, look, see, no one came to the cell. Yeah, you know what? You are literally being gaslit by the Trump administration. I never thought I would say those words. Well, that didn't go over well. And they're not sure how to deal with it. Laura Ingraham just brushed by it last night. But I want to play this for you to confirm what you're hearing on Glenn Beck.
Now, the video also doesn't show the door to Epstein's cell, but we do see what appears to be his last moments outside of it. The DOJ Inspector General says this blurry figure in orange is Jeffrey Epstein being escorted for the final time to a cell at 7:49 p.m. Nearly 11 hours later, an officer would find him dead.
Yes, that would be 11 hours where we have no video coverage on the cell, on Epstein's jail cell. Yes, thank you. So to put that video out and it's dishonest and dishonestly say, see, this proves you eating, he wasn't murdered. No, it doesn't. Now, in the video shot they give you, Bondi and friends, sure, you could walk through that video to Epstein's cell, that like video angle. Problem is, you could have walked through the angle where there is no video because it's conveniently out. The video camera is out. And if you walk through that angle, you could have come in, thrown a party, and taken your sweet time killing him. You could have taken 2 hours killing him. You could have emerged covered from head to toe in blood. You could have emerged with 2 black eyes from your fight with Epstein. No one would know. They kind of didn't say that. I don't know. Is that kind of dishonest? Because to me, sure feels like it. So what is the motivation here? By Team Trump, and Trump's in it now too. He stood up for them. I don't know, but I can't wait to see the text line after this. 800-905-0989. This is the perfect intro music for me to announce, but it's fact now. The Democrat Party is now launching terror attacks on America. It's okay. The IRS is going to get them. Joint press conference between the DOJ, IRS, and the FBI. They are investigating the funding, finally. This is going to go right back to the Democrat Party. It is. The Democrat Party has become a terror organization. Very clearly have seen that between McAllen, Texas, what happened there, and Alvarado. Black bloc, folks, go read the history of Nazi Germany. Black bloc clad, baklava, street thugs. They've brought them back. And the black bloc communists would clash with the brown shirts. Eventually the brown shirts won, but they're all the same. Birds of a feather. Democrat Party's brought him back while calling everybody else a fascist. It's unbelievable. I don't even know how this stuff happens. But anyway. So in order to assist in their apparent goal to murder ICE agents, Democrats want them unmasked. Now, we already know their street thugs are going to their homes, harassing their children online, showing up on their front porch, including over 1,000 who showed up at deportation czar Tom Homan's house. But it's not good enough. They want them unmasked so as to better hunt them. They're not even hiding it.
Democrats are doubling down on their anti-ICE stance with a new bill from Senators Cory Booker and Alex Padilla requiring ICE agents to be unmasked and carry a visible ID.
The bill is actually pretty straightforward. You know, no face coverings, no masks. I mean, if you're out in the streets of Los Angeles, whether you're a citizen, a legal resident, or an undocumented immigrant, and somebody without these identifiers is approaching you, masked up, coming out of a marked car, you have no idea what's going on.
Despite the recent attacks on ICE agents, and let's be clear, Joe, those were attempted shootings and killings of ICE agents. They tried to kill these ICE agents, Joe. What are they doing here?
And let me answer your question with a question. How many Democrats have condemned those two ambushes that we saw last Friday and Monday against ICE agents and police officers that included one officer being shot in the neck, others surviving 20 to 30 rounds of shots from high-powered rifles carried out by far-left maniacs? 10 are now under arrest for attempted murder. Because unless we missed it, and I'm pretty sure we didn't, I haven't seen anyone on the left side of the aisle walk up to a microphone to condemn those attacks and defend those agents and officers. And yet here we have Senators Cory Booker, Alex Padilla attempting to put ICE agents in a situation where their identities are known that puts them in danger and their families in danger. This is only going to get worse before it gets better. And as Tom Holman said, this is going to result in our federal agents actually being killed. We already saw attempts on their lives just last week. And again, over the summer, as ICE agents try to do their job, you got to think more ambushes may be in store. And unless members of both sides of the aisle and the media condemn these without ambiguity, it's going to keep happening over and over again.
Yeah, and to
think about this for a minute. They want them unmasked, take a photograph and put them up on the internet, but they also want their IDs. What's on your ID? You know, your state issued ID. Your address. So they can find you. Now, folks, before this last week, that was merely stone cold evil. With Democrats suiting up in Black Bloc, Antifa members, ambushing these officers, and they want them to carry and display their IDs, which have your address. Why? So they could just get you in the morning when you come out the door of your house, kill your wife and your kids. Folks, I told you Russia Revolution was going to happen. God, this is a textbook. It's textbook. This is what they did. It all started with the ambush of cops. And then they went to their homes. And eventually they tortured them in front of their families. That's how you got the Russian Revolution. That's how Russia ended up with communism. Russia didn't want communism. Now, what the communists did, they killed over 22,000 people this way. And they had to do it through terror on a case-by-case basis. Folks, they even had a group just like Black Lives Matter where you would donate to them. And it would assist in their hunting, torture, and murder of police officers. And then they, you know, in the beginning, they'd get hauled in. They still had a justice system. They'd try them. If you were on the jury and you found them guilty, they'd be at your house that night. They'd kill the judge. But worse, a lot of times they come out and just torture you, leave you alive to talk about it. And I mean, I really torture you. I'm not talking about waterboarding. I'm talking about leaving marks. And then everyone became so afraid. You are watching the pre-Soviet revolution. Folks, it went on for 20 years. You're watching it. They are using the textbook. This is it exactly. They don't have the numbers to fight us. So they're going to do it through terror. The Democrat Party is becoming a terror organization. There is no other way to put it. None. Now, somebody say it. Republican leadership needs to say it and stop these people. Again, they're just implementing federal law as on the books. If they don't like it, run on changing it. Run on open borders. You could take away ISIS power. You could just strip the law, but they don't want to do that. They want to lie and sneak their shadow electorate, their shadow voters, their shadow nation into this country, 20 to 50 million strong, and they want you to wake up one morning finding you live in a one-party system just like China, and then they will laugh and mock you. That's what they want. And they're willing to kill to get it. That started this week. Do you have stuff to do today? You better get it done fast. Headline, New York Post, July 9th, that's today. July 9th will be the shortest day in recorded history. Blame it on the moon, scientists say. We're in a very unusual time. Yeah, that goes without saying. By the way, did you see the moon this morning? Oh, it's gorgeous. Like something out of a movie. It's a just shy of a full moon, and it was unbelievable. Totally orange. Yeah, I was like looking for the werewolf. It looked like something out of a horror movie. But it was cool, though. It was really cool. Anyway, if today feels even shorter than your average day filled with too much to do, there's a scientific phenomenon that's to blame. This summer, Earth is suddenly spinning faster as a result of the moon's position, experts say. The celestial speed up will knock between 1.3 and 1.6 milliseconds off a typical 24 hours, resulting in the shortest day in recorded history. Phenomena ranging from seasonal changes to natural disasters can have a surprising impact on the speed. Latest disturbance in the force. Did they really rate that? The latest disturbance in the force will be the sixth of its kind since 2020. And there's more to come. July 22nd and August 5th are expected to be similarly short, although today is, for now, the shortest ever recorded day in recorded history. So, you better skedaddle. Meanwhile, did you see this? Bears look cute. They really do. I've seen a couple up near Table Rock. This is so cute, especially when they have babies. Well, a 59-year-old man in California tried to help an injured bear on the side of the road. He's now made national news. It repaid him by mauling him. He was treated at a hospital for multiple injuries to his arm. Turns out he hit the bear with his car, felt really bad about it, got out to render aid. Problem is, it was a 400-pound, fully-grown black bear, and it did not understand his intentions, not at all. He tried to help it over a concrete barrier on the side of the road. Oh, I chomped down on him. You know what this reminds me of when I read this? If you try to help the deep state by, like, say, covering up their blackmail operation, you think you can cut a deal with them? Yeah, they might be cute and fuzzy, but they're like that 400-pound black bear. They will maul you as soon as you turn your back. Just saying.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.